It's election time in Douglas County. Ballots should arrive as soon as today for the November 7th election. Let me quickly add that this is an off-year election, so most of us will not get ballots because there's nothing to vote on. In Douglas County, there is. Ballot Measure 10-159 is a vote to adopt a home rule charter, essentially changing the structure of county government. If it passes, the three-member board of paid commissioners elected from the whole county would go away and be replaced by a five-member board of part-time commissioners who'd get little money and be elected from separate districts. A paid and appointed county administrator would handle the day-to-day business. We heard from supporters recently. Today we hear from a prominent opponent. Doug Robertson spent nearly three decades as a Douglas County commissioner. He has since retired, but he has emerged into the spotlight once again to oppose the home rule charter, as it's called, in Douglas County. Commissioner Robertson, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Now, what is the major objection you bear to home rule as it stands now?
The fact that it was developed and created behind closed doors without any opportunity for public input, for questions, for transparency, for media involvement. The final document was, as I said, created in the dark, so to speak. And so that's what we're debating now. Instead of the reverse process, which would be a discussion and vetting about a home rule charter by the public without a specific time frame that you just described in terms of when the vote will take place, so that the public has a not only a full understanding but an opportunity to have input on the final document. In this case, the final document was created by a small group of people, as I said, behind closed doors, and that's it. It can't be changed between now and November 7th.
But it's not like it's a radically different document. I mean, this was modeled largely after a home rule charter in Clatsop County, wasn't it?
It's modeled after the weakest form of county government in the state, Clatsop County, which has very little, if anything, in common with Douglas County. That's correct.
But so given your feeling about that as a weak form of county government, I mean, process aside, it sounds like you probably wouldn't have supported this version of the charter, even if it had emerged from the kind of process you wish had happened.
I don't think the public would. I wouldn't. You're right, because having done the job for 30 years, I understand the difference between the weakest form of county government and the kind of government that you have, for instance, in Jackson County, where you have three full-time county commissioners paid more than our county commissioners, incidentally, and you didn't divide the county up and relegate your citizens to districts without their input. That my opposition is that instead of citizens having access to three full-time county commissioners who represent all of the county, not just a portion of it, that changes to basically having access to one part-time volunteer commissioner, so to speak, from a one-fifth of the county. I think that's a loss of access and input representation.
Do you have some issues as well with not just losing the three paid full-time at-large commissioners, but the fact that there would be a county administrator handling the day-to-day part?
The county administrator becomes the unelected official. The county administrator becomes the most powerful person in the county because all of the administration, business, and organization of the county is transferred from your elected officials to the county administrator. In addition, the administrator is responsible for the employment and termination of all county employees in all departments of the county. So this person, unelected, basically becomes the most powerful person with the most authority in the county, not your elected officials.
This is a similar system to what a lot of cities have, though, where you have part-time city council members elected from districts and the administrative work is handled by a full-time, reasonably well-paid administrator. Is that something you just don't think works at a county level?
It wouldn't work at this county level. I served on the Roseburg City Council, mm-hmm. was president of the council for several years. The difference, Jeffrey, is that... First, statutorily, counties are responsible. We're responsible for juvenile, veterans, senior services, building, landfill, surveying, assessment, clerks, officials. It's statutorily very different from the city's responsibilities. Plus, the city of Roseburg is 10.2 square miles. Douglas County is 5,000 square miles. The city of Roseburg has no federal forest in its boundaries, obviously, and is not dependent on federal forest receipts, as the county is. Very different form of government.
Doug Robertson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a former member of the Roseburg City Council many years ago, more recently a member of the Douglas County Commission for more than 30 years, and he is standing in opposition to Measure 10159, the so-called Home Rule Charter for Douglas County, changing from three paid full-time commissioners elected at large to five mostly unpaid part-time commissioners elected from districts. Your comments and questions on the topic, welcome on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The hiring and firing part of the powers that you attributed to the county administrator, if the Home Rule Charter should pass, I mean, is the hiring and firing part written into the charter, or is it just assumed that this would happen based on the usual duties of an administrator?
Very clearly written, and what I recited to you comes out of the charter. The administrator will be responsible for the employment and termination of all county employees in all departments of Douglas County. That's a quote.
Well, that would be obviously an appointed position, but appointed by this board of elected commissioners part-time, hired and fired by them and serving at their pleasure. You don't see a level of responsiveness there, though, it sounds like.
Well, as you know, this individual, not unlike the administrator you have in Jackson County, is a contract employee, not the normal employee of a county. This person has a contract, and I can assure you that contract is going to be very favorable for whomever that administrator is in terms of a termination agreement, a separation agreement, and the details of their responsibility will be spelled out, just as I quoted what is in this charter relative to the responsibilities of the administrator. Incidentally, in Clatsop County, over the last 10 years, they have had six different administrators.
Oh, really? Oh, so 10 years, six administrators. All right, so a bit of a churn there at that position. All right, let's take a phone call here. We have Rika in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about home rule in Douglas County with former Commissioner Doug Robertson. Hi, Rika.
Well, good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
I have to agree with Mr. Robertson on every count. The thing is, when you have unpaid counselors in the city of Grants Pass, as we do, they don't care about the opinion of the people. The job isn't worth that much.
Hmm.
And yeah, you just don't get the same kind of representation. You don't get the competition for the office. You know, for our county commissioners, there's sometimes 10, 11 people running for a post. City council, we're lucky if we get one.
Yeah, it's a frequent thing I've noticed in city council races. Rika, thanks for the perspective on there. Doug Robertson, talk about that part of it. I mean, when it's your job as opposed to something you do in addition to a day job, how different is that? I mean, you've been in both city council and county commissioner.
Well, there's no comparison. Rika is absolutely right. And, of course, living in Grants Pass in Josephine County, they have a charter not unlike yours. But their commissioners are full-time. They didn't divide the county up into districts, and they don't have a county administrator. The only difference they have is they elect their county council, which is an interesting twist. But the point is, as she suggested, and as you asked, the job when you're responsible for a county the size of Jackson County or Douglas County, with all of the issues dealing with federal forest issues, ONC lands, national forests, controverted lands, public domain lands, a transportation system, road and bridge system that is thousands of miles. The health issues, both Jackson, all county commissioners are the public health authority in the eyes of the state. That in and of itself is a big responsibility. So the job requires full-time attention, and there's no way that a part-time volunteer group of folks representing only a portion of the county can fulfill that those obligations.
So, and this is now the second reference you made to federal forests, which obviously have been historically very important to Douglas County, provided a huge amount of the county's budget in years when the ONC money was still flowing in, when timber was being cut on BLM lands, the county got a big chunk of that money. But since those timber sales have dropped off, there's much less money available for the county. That's why libraries have closed in Douglas County, for example. If you, after 30 years as a county commissioner, couldn't make the case to the feds to keep that money coming in, why would it make a real difference, really, whether there's paid commissioners or not, in making the case to the likes of the Oregon senators or the members of Congress?
Well, first of all, not unlike your county, we, along with many other people and another organization in California, did exactly what you suggested in terms of keeping the dollars flowing from 2000 until 2015 through the Secure Rural Schools Act. Now, that took an enormous amount of time and commitment. I worked to help form the National Forest Counties and Schools Coalition. I was vice president of that organization for many years, and that provided the county safety net dollars. We worked with Senator Wyden, Senator Craig from Idaho, to formulate the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act in 2000. So we worked hard to make sure that Congress recognized their responsibility to these counties in an effort to put safety net dollars in place until we were able to get back to a reasonable level of harvest and management on these federal lands. We're still working on that. So there's still revenue coming from ONC lands to Jackson County, Douglas County, and the other 16 ONC counties in the state, as well as revenue coming from the federal forest. So those issues are still very live, Jeff. They're not, they haven't gone away, and they take constant work and attention and communication with our federal authorities.
Doug Robertson, when you were a commissioner, how many hours would you estimate you worked in a typical week, and how much of that time was spent trying to convince people of what we're just talking about here, that we needed to have some federal money still coming into the counties, whether through actual timber sales or money to replace the money lost from them?
It's very hard to calculate hours. Obviously, a 40-hour week was oftentimes surpassed. Night meetings, traveling, activities in Salem, Washington, D.C. When you had an opportunity to testify before Congress, you got on a plane and went. And that happened often, but particularly during the course of dealing with the Secure Rural Schools Act. So it's more than full time, Jeffrey, and I think your commissioners who do a great job working on the issues we're talking about would attest to that. I know the current commissioners in Douglas County put in 50, 60 hours a week, and that's not unusual for any full-time county commissioners.
Doug Robertson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a former Douglas County commissioner speaking in opposition to Measure 10-159, which is the Home Rule Charter vote in Douglas County, coming up in the November 7th election. The ballots should arrive today, tomorrow, in most of Douglas County. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. In speaking about the timber issues, this gets us back around to another aspect of this, which is it true you have described, Doug, the Home Rule supporters as extreme environmentalists?
Well, that comes from a couple of different perspectives, Jeffrey. First of all, why Clatsop County? Why is Clatsop County the model that the effort is trying to transform Douglas County into? Douglas County has over 500,000 acres of ONC lands, four national forests, the Willamette, the Siuslaw, the Umpqua, and the Rogue Siskiyou. Clatsop County has no ONC lands, no national forest, and receives no federal forest money. So why an effort to transform Douglas County into Clatsop County? And again, as I mentioned, the weakest form of county government, part-time volunteer commissioners as opposed to full-time commissioners working on the issues you and I just discussed, that changes. And also embedded in the charter is a section to make sure that no former employee of the county, no former elected official of the county can be considered as the administrator. So there is a not very subtle effort to decouple Douglas County and those who have been working on the issues of federal forest management from what we're doing now to something very different. I think extreme is an understatement in an effort to transform Douglas County into Clatsop County. Clatsop County, as I said, is the weakest form of county commissioner government in the state, and that's there's been no reasonable explanation on why Clatsop County was chosen by those who are supporting this effort.
But you have many dealings over the years with the county just next door, just to the north of you, in Lane County, which does elect us county commissioners by districts. Is that something that you would think might work for Douglas County?
Five full-time commissioners, Jeffrey, full-time, mm-hmm. working at salaries far in excess of Douglas County's commissioners, working closely with an administrator, as yours do. The difference is full-time, not part-time volunteers, but they deal with the same issues your county does and our county does. And it requires more than full-time attention. And if you ask any one of them, they will certainly tell you that. And former Administrator Bill Van Vactor will tell you the same thing, that it doesn't work to have part-time volunteers with the responsibilities of a county the size of Lane County or Douglas County or Jackson County.
Well, you know, a question I asked of Stacey McLaughlin, who spoke in favor of, she's one of the home rule advocates, was whether she was concerned about the talent pool that would show up. If you're talking about an unpaid county commissioner position as opposed to a reasonably well-paid county commissioner position that exists now, are you concerned about the people who would show up to run for these positions?
Well, I'm not going to...
The quality of them, I guess, is what
I'm asking. I'm not going to comment on whether they would... quality of the individual who might show up to run. I think that's, you would hope that they would be of high quality and interested. My concern is that their motivation with no money and basically a volunteer position, no money, $500 a month, and representing only a portion of the county simply does not give them the time, the commitment, or the resources to do the kind of work that's necessary given the issues facing the county, whether it's the fires, whether it's health care, whether it's veteran services, building a new veterans home, whatever it is. Those things take work, commitment, time, and somebody serving on a quasi-volunteer basis representing only a portion of the county simply will not be in a position to do it. It isn't a matter of the quality of the person applying. It's a matter of the structure. This is a fundamental change in the foundation and structure of our government. It isn't about elected officials, current or past or future. It's about the structure of our government that has not been fully vetted, and the opportunity for the public to weigh in on the different parts of it didn't occur when the document was being developed.
All right, the document ended up being a home rule charter for Douglas County proposed under ballot measure 10-159 on the ballot November 7th. We have heard from both sides now. Doug Robertson, a former Douglas County commissioner for many years. Good to hear you again. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.